Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about keeping watch and unwrapping parts of Matthew chapter 25 as we looked at different ways or aspects of our life that Jesus instructed us on in regard to how we watch for his return. And it's not simply pulling up a lawn chair and sitting along the curb and watching and not doing anything. It's an active watching. It's a prepared watching. And so today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a follow-up to yesterday's topic on watching with compassion by talking and praying about watching with humility. Yesterday we talked about Jesus telling a parable of the sheep and the goats and the being separated and one group being cast out and one welcomed in. And Jesus says that those that are welcomed in are those that fed him when he was hungry. They clothed him when he was naked. They gave him something to drink when he was thirsty. They visited him when he was sick. They cared and served him. They had compassion. And today, as we take the flip side of that, because the response of the people, those being welcomed in as well as those being cast out, was, when did any of this take place? So today we're going to talk and pray about watching with humility. Matthew 25, verse 37 says, "Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to eat?'" Verse 38, and it continues with the same questions about the other tasks that they're being commended for. And what I notice out of that is this ability to watch and serve with compassion, with a humility that wasn't doing it to be noticed. Jesus will tell another story of those that will come to him at the last days and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not do miracles in your name? Let us in." And the text says that he will say to those, "Depart from me, I never knew you." They didn't have humility. They did things wanting to be noticed as godly, as righteous, as, but evidently there was something in their heart that wasn't. Where those in this parable in Matthew chapter 25, they were serving with compassion because that was their nature. That was the heart that God had transformed in them. They were just doing what was good and right, with no fake motives, no selfish desires to be recognized or noticed, no attempt to gain points with God as if that were possible. And so the surprise came about when they were recognized for it, because their humility was such that they weren't anticipating that. And sometimes it's difficult to do what is good and right, and especially in today's age of electronics and social media and everything else, without tooting our own horn. We do something good and we have to post about it. And I think there are times and places where that's appropriate to serve as an example so that others can see the possibilities. There's times where I'll use illustrations of things that I've done to encourage others to do similar things, but those become very tricky subjects when it can easily move from encouragement and example to pride and promoting ourselves. These individuals in Matthew 25 were simply doing what they ought to do. The reverse side of all of this was those that were cast out were told, well, I was hungry and you did nothing. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was naked, you gave me no clothing. I was sick and in prison and you ignored me. And their response is probably a little more telling than the response of the righteous, of those that were invited in. It's like, when did we see you in those conditions and ignore you? In other words, if we had seen you, we would have done something. We just saw all of these people that we didn't care about. We weren't going to do anything for them, but for you, we would have. It's that lack of humility. It's that pride that says, I'm better than they are. And their response was, if we had seen you, Jesus, we know you're better than we are, we would have done something. But because we label people with derogatory terms, we put ourselves ahead of them and we refuse to live with compassion. And so we need to watch with humility that the Bible says we ought to consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. Now that's some pretty extreme humility. And when we do that, we find ourselves not thinking about how does God view this. We find ourselves thinking about how does this help them. That's humility. When we ask God daily to purify our motives, to give us the compassion for others that He has for us, and we begin to do things simply because they're good and right, with no expectation of recognition or honor, but simply because it reflects who we are in Christ. It reflects who He is in us. And so we serve, elevating others. And I'm not talking about some false humility. You've probably all seen it. We've probably all done it at times, where we put ourselves down and degrade ourselves. That's not humility either. Humility is seeing ourselves as valuable in God's eyes, even as viewing others as more valuable than us. To us, and recognizing the equality of value to God. And we can treat others with compassion when we humble ourselves and lift up Jesus in all things. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us the instructions on how we ought to live with humility. To live with a recognition of the value that you've put within mankind by creating us in your image, by instilling within us the breath of life. And so, God, as we come to you, may you give us a heart of compassion that simply acts with compassion. Forgive us for the judgmental attitudes and minds that the enemy fills us with and the selfishness that we enjoy. May we do the right thing simply because they're right. Father, may we be humble enough to consider others to be more important than ourselves. And because we consider them to be more important, we do things in a way that we expect nothing in return. And Father, we recognize it is just a consideration that you've created all of us in your image to share together, to serve together, to know you together. And so, God, as we notice people who are in need and in real need, give us wisdom and discernment. May we consider the humility necessary to lift up others, especially in those times when we would rather be lifted up ourselves. And so, God, today, as we go about life, may the life that we live be a life that honors you, a life that does elevate the needs of others above our own. And Father, in this spirit of humility, may we make Jesus known as the source as we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.